This is the Funville 9, driven by AAA, the official podcast of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's your host, Trey Wilson.
It's finally here. It's opening day for the Flying Squirrels 2024 season. They open up this year's campaign up in New Jersey tonight, and we are excited to get things off and rolling. Got off to a shaky start today. There was an earthquake this morning. I'm sure you probably saw that out there in the news somewhere. But tonight, the Flying Squirrels looking to get a steady start to the 2024 season with John Michael Bertrand on the mound. I got a chance to sit down with him a couple of days ago to talk about his season opening start and to look ahead to the 2024 season. Here's my conversation with Flying Squirrels opening day starting pitcher John Michael Bertrand. It's opening day on the road for the Flying Squirrels, and we are in Somerset, New Jersey. This conversation is a few days beforehand. When y'all hear this, I'll be rolling up toward game time and throwing the first pitch of the 2024 season for the Richmond Flying Squirrels will be John Michael Bertrand. John Michael, first of all, welcome back, and congrats, opening day starter. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Really excited to get started here, and really pumped for this season.
Have you started? Have you been an opening day starter maybe at Furman or Notre Dame or any of your stops so far in the minor leagues? Have you taken the ball for that first game of the season?
I think I have at Furman and Notre Dame, if my memory serves me right. But, you know, it's an honor bestowed upon the coaching staff and the team just to go out there and to give your team the best chance to win. So that's what it is. You always want to start 1-0. So that's our game plan.
Yeah, being the first guy to go out there, it's always a big deal. There's always a little bit of pomp and circumstance around being the opening day starter. And, of course, you know, the pregame routine's a little bit different. You got the longer introductions and everything like that. You know, they do the intros, now warming in the bullpen, John Michael Bertrand. When you found out, was there any excitement? Did you feel the honor that it is to get to be the first one to go out there and take the ball to start the season?
You know, I wish I could answer that and say, yeah, like, you know, super excited about, you know, the opening day started. But for me, like, I view it just like every other start, right? Like, it's you're going to go out there and you're going to execute one pitch at a time. And the only difference is it's the first time this year and with your full team out there. But we've already done it in spring training. So I'm just excited to go out there and start competing with the fellas.
Yeah, that's the best way to look at it, you know, especially beforehand. You can look back on it later and be like, yeah, that was cool, and then get ready for that next start against Akron next week. Speaking of spring training, how was your winter, your spring? How's everything been going? Kind of the settle down period after the season closes out and then ramping back up over the last month and a half or so down in Arizona.
Yeah, it was quite nice. I was able to spend an extended period of time with family and friends in Georgia, and then going out to spring training was, you know, it was beautiful weather as always out there. Rained, actually, uncharacteristically, quite a few times.
Yeah, the week that I was out there, it rained every day.
Yeah, so that was quite unusual, but, you know, of course, you got to be adaptable, and so we're able to pivot around those rain times and still get our work in. But, yeah, I think everyone's feeling prepared and, you know, just itching to start the season.
Yeah, it's almost go time now, and for you, you know, you got a taste of this level last year. Had some mixed results, but mostly success. You had some really good outings during your time with Richmond last year. You started to cement your spot in this organization now, you know, jumping up a few levels last season. Is there anything from 2023 that you didn't know maybe going into the year that now you feel like, okay, I've learned this and this is really going to help me in 2024?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I learned was about how important pitch execution is, right? So you can get away with it a little bit at the lower levels. And then once you get to around double A, if you miss your spot towards the heart of the plate, especially for a guy who has stuff like I do, and I miss over the middle of the plate, it's going to get punished. And so it's being about can I make effective misses for my stuff on my approach and my game plan.
Yeah, you are somebody who's touted as being very in command and control of your pitches. You usually goes where you want it to go. That's what they say, right? That seems to be is that a pretty big focal point for you? You know, you're not throwing 98, but there are a lot of things that you do well, and a lot of it seems to be from that pitch going where it's supposed to go, right?
Yeah, so I would definitely mark myself as an executionist. I think Rapata likes to use that term. Mm-hmm. And so you're always starting to look for, you know, extra ways to add velocity and to make your stuff better. Because stuff does play and it gives you a larger room for error, much like velocity. But you also have to know who you are as a pitcher and as a player. And so being able to know and be confident in your ability as an executionist is great. And then you get to, you know, attack each team with that ability.
You got a little bit of time working with Paulo Segura at the end of last season. a left-hander. You know, you've got the part of the left-handed brotherhood. And now you get to, I'm sure you worked with him some in the spring, and you get a chance to work with him again. And just with this, there's some continuity here now. There's a lot of players who got some time here in Richmond last year, 18 of the players who are here, and the whole coaching staff for the most part is back. Does that give you some comfort kind of coming into a new season, knowing, all right, there are a lot of familiar faces around, and there seems to be a lot of good camaraderie, staff, clubhouse, players, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. There's always some comfortability with some returning staff and players. So it's fun to already kind of have a somewhat established culture with the coaching staff, as well as a lot of the guys returning. We kind of have a feel for each other, a feel for what the standard's going to be, and how to go out this year and, you know, win and develop.
Have you enjoyed being able to work with Paul so far? Like I said, he's got a left-hander, so he understands the struggles and the advantages of being a lefty, right?
Yeah, O is a really smart pitching coach. I don't know if he gets enough credit, he's really, really good about developing scouting reports, game plans, and then, you know, being able to take the data that we collect in our bullpens and from Hawkeye and from game results, and then kind of look into it and say, okay, maybe we could tweak with this thing here, or we could, you know, think about looking at this pitch shape and manipulating it via, you know, pitch grip, or, you know, we think you should utilize that cutter more, and you can maybe try to utilize it more with throwing the glove side sinker to start with it, and then follow it up by the cutter. And he's just really good about kind of asking questions and kind of making you think about what you want to do and how you want to utilize your stuff. But he doesn't get you, you know, thinking too much, right? So you still got to go out there and execute and be out there in the flow state. But yeah, Paul's a great guy, and I'm really excited to be able to work with him again.
Well, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to chat. Everybody's going to be hearing this on Friday, right before first pitch. This is a couple of days beforehand. But good luck in your first outing. And like you said, just another outing. But hopefully it's a good one to get the 2024 season kicked off.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. We're real excited.